This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Radio listening habits being what they are, at least for now, there's a better than even chance you're hearing this in a car. And the car market being what it is, Detroit reported whiz-bang February sales this week, there is a decent chance it's a spiffy new car. But the thing is, all those new cars that you see around you, they need bigger and better financing. New numbers out today from Experian Automotive show that the average car payment is up to nearly $500 a month. Yeah, that's big business for the banks doing the lending, but for every lender, there is a not always entirely qualified buyer out there. Marketplace's Mark Garrison gets us going from New York with the risks and rewards of modern-day auto finance.
Gas is cheap, unemployment is dropping, and interest rates are still pretty low. All that has Americans swarming showrooms to snap up the new models with their improved technology. And banks are stepping up to loan the money. Terry Francisco is a spokesperson for Bank of America.
We see it as a very safe credit opportunity.
He stresses that the bank's not lending to subprime borrowers. And remember that auto loans are very different from mortgages. Cars are easier to repossess and sell off. Jessica Caldwell, senior analyst at Edmunds, says that means car loans can be easier for banks to forecast.
They know what they're going to get. They know the risk involved and how much they can recoup if they're going to need to repossess the vehicle.
But there are negative signs forming. Troubled loans are on the rise, nearing $1.1 billion last year.
In the past few months, we have seen the loan business get a bit riskier.
Auto Trader senior analyst Michelle Krebs doesn't think a meltdown is coming, but there is concern as more borrowers with poor credit get loans. And the astounding run of new car sales can't last forever.
At some point, there will be a dip. We don't know exactly when that will be or how harsh it will be, but it will come.
Experienced Melinda Zabritsky is tracking the growth in subprime, but still likes the big picture.
When we look overall at delinquency rates, while there's been an increase, they're still pretty historically low. Bottom line, I think the market is still healthy.
It seems that way for now, but if lenders get too much friendlier with subprime borrowers, that could change in a hurry. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.